Welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. The Humboldt Wildcats defeated the Boone Toreadors on Friday night 40-12 to improve to 4-0 for the first time since 2013. I talked to Wildcats head coach Derek Ellman about the game. Here's our conversation.
And it's the Coach's Show on 97.7 The Bolt. Head coach of your Humboldt Wildcats, Derek Ellman, is with us. 40-12 victory for your team here tonight. What's your first thoughts on tonight's game?
Really clean first half for us. I thought we played pretty well offensively. Defense got some good stops. You know, we kind of gave them a little bit of field position at times. But overall, the first half was really good. First defensive and offensive series were really good coming out of the half. That long half is tough sometimes. You know, it was homecoming here tonight. So to come out after 20 minutes can be tough. So I was really proud of them, the way they came out and put a drive together on offense. After that, it kind of just turned sloppy a little bit. We got a little sloppy, had a couple of forced turnovers, a forced pick, and then I think a fumble that just happened on a read across when Thurm was in. Proud of our young guys, though. Getting them in a little bit is always kind of nice. Not too worried about the two touchdowns at the end. You know, one on a bad snap. That we'll try like heck to get to, you know. And then the other one was their starters versus our JV, and our JV was fighting their tails off, and, I mean, that happens. So not worried about it. Those guys were fighting.
How about that start? It's always great to start the game with a touchdown in your opening play. Will Ornas with three touchdowns. Yeah. He had another big night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our tendency has been to run the ball on first down and run the ball out of the gate. I think every play this year to start the game has been a run. So we thought, you know, let's break tendency a little bit. Typically with trips, we do a lot of roll to that trip side. So we also broke tendency running four verticals out of that. So I felt like, you know, it was something that we needed to do just to kind of spice it up a little bit, I guess. And then kids just executed. That's what you need, you know, call play, kids execute.
I thought a storyline for tonight's game, you had some young guys really step up.
Mm-hmm.
I actually gave the player of the game to a guy in Corey, who I thought had a really good game.
Yeah.
In Detman. I thought he had a really big game, and some of your other young guys played well as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what we need. You know, when there's opportunities for kids to get extra playing, you know, get that playing time that maybe they didn't have before. But Corey does a phenomenal job running routes. He was all over the field on defense. Young guy that definitely has some promise and just keeps working and getting better every week.
And I got to ask you, we saw a lot of Owen Hubble in this game. I'm just wondering about that. What was kind of...
Just mixing it up, you know. You get a couple of early scores. Hubble's a junior. He was injured early this season. Had a hamstring that just seemed to stay pulled forever. So, you know, he's finally back and healthy, and that's a guy that's worked his tail off. He deserves an opportunity.
And how big was your defense here tonight? Just another solid performance.
Absolutely, yeah. They played their tails off again, and you know, you give credit to the defensive coaches. They had a real great game plan put together. And Coach Clark and Coach Matson called a phenomenal game.
And finally, you're at home, you got homecoming, and you're taking a Ballard, taking on a Ballard team. Early thoughts on that game?
Watched tape this week on Ballard just a little bit, just because they played Boone last week. So got to see him a little bit. You know, I think it's just going to be another game that's a team that's kind of plays an offense similar to Boone, similar to us. They spread you out a little bit, and they want to run some counters and sweeps and stuff just like we do.
Well, that is Derek Ellman, and Coach, appreciate your time on the postgame show.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's Wildcats head football coach Derek Ellman. You've been listening to Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. Have a great day.